the voice that you've been looking for. No Strings Podcast with Mike Damon comes to you every week. You can visit www.nostringspodcast.com or email info@nostringspodcast.com. No Strings Podcast. It's our voices in voice. It's No Strings with Mike Damon. Hi, welcome again to No Strings, Nigeria's first LGBTIQ podcast, and as always, I am Mike Damon. Now, it is no news that Nigeria is amongst one of the 38 African countries that has criminalized homosexuality. It recently signed a law tagged Anti-Same-Sex Marriage Prohibition Act. The law prescribes a 14-year jail term for identifying members of the LGBTIQ community. The law aims to silence organizations working to help sexual minorities in the country, and clearly, this law is not about marriage, but about criminalizing human rights. Life as a homosexual in the country has never been easy. The country is largely conservatively religious and is ruled by fear. There's tension and frustration for many who are sexually different in the country, and to many, the situation in the country is almost hopeless. We will join a Nigerian now living abroad and listen as he tells his story on the podcast about how he escaped a plot that almost took his life. More details coming right up. I'll be back.
No Strings is proudly supported by KSA
Radio, South Africa's premier LGBT radio station.
Join us on there every Wednesday from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Visit ksaradio.co.za.
Do you know that you can be a part of No Strings? Yes, you can be. Support your voice, our voices, be an ally. For a membership and support and partnership information, please email info@nostringspodcast.com or visit www.nostringspodcast.com. Of course, we always love to hear from you. You're listening to No Strings.
Welcome back to No Strings. On this week's episode, we will have a Skype session with someone that we are going to for the purpose of this show called Eric, in Nigeria, now living abroad, and he will tell us a story about how he met with someone on a social media platform while studying for his master's here in Nigeria, Abuja precisely, and how he almost got killed but was lucky as he didn't die. Let's go have that conversation now. I'll be back, so stay on.
You're listening to No Strings.
So, you were in Nigeria at the time, and you said you came to Nigeria for your master's at the time. Was it for your master's?
Yeah, I came for my master's degree, and I had finished, and I was just getting ready to go back to home sweet home.
And then you had this conversation online with someone.
Yeah, during my time there, and I've been talking to someone for a couple of weeks. You know, he sounded like a very nice guy. He asked to meet up every time, and I was just skeptical
like
about it.
Did he sound like me?
No, not like you. It's nicer than you.
Okay, and so you people got into talking, and you exchange pleasure.
Yeah, we got into talking, and I gave up my number, and he kept ringing like forever.
So social media chat platform?
It's called Manjam. It's a Nigerian thing, I think.
It's not an application, it's just a website, I guess.
Yeah, it's just a website.
Okay. So you got into talking with him. So what did you see? His pictures and his face?
Yeah, he sent pictures, but it's a different face.
Okay. Nude pictures?
To what I saw. No, I do not do it. On no account do I ever do nude pictures. Just facial pictures.
Okay. So, who invited who? Did he invite you, or you invited him over?
Yeah, he invited me a couple of times, and I kept saying no.
Okay, so then this day you finally decided to meet with him?
Yeah, because I was coming back from school to Abuja, and I only had a couple of more days to stay in Nigeria, so I'm like, what the heck? I'll just meet up.
Okay, so
came from school, and I arrived. We got to his house. When we got to his house, he said his keys were with his friend in the bar, like a hotel bar type of settings thingy. So we went there, and we sat in the bar. He offered me a drink, which I had, and a cigarette, which I had one.
Mm.
And he said he was going to keep my bag somewhere safe because he didn't trust the friend. Those guys sitting in the bar. So I noticed that I've left something in my bag, and I asked him where my bag was to go get what I left.
Mm. So
no, let me go back.
Okay.
I missed a part. When I finally saw him, I said, "You look different from the pictures."
Mm. And said, "What?"
And
he
said, "Oh." He said that was my cousin's picture.
Okay.
And I said, "That's strange. Why didn't you use your real pictures?" He said, "Oh, that, you know how Nigeria is.
Mm.
People set people up and all that. And you know, I'm trying to be careful."
Mm.
And then my mind didn't really go anywhere there. I'm just like, that's weird, but okay.
Mm.
So we just had a drink. So when we got to the bar, he took my bag into the hotel, into a hotel room, and I wanted to get something off my bag, so I went into that room.
Mm.
Then people came out of the toilets with sticks and so many other things.
Mm.
And they told me to take off my clothes. Mm. And they were taking pictures. Okay, they had cameras.
They asked you to put off your clothes. It's not like you were already naked or something.
No, I wasn't naked. I have way too much class to jump into bed from the first person I meet.
And so they asked, and they started taking pictures and making videos and stuff.
I'm taking videos and stuff, and they told me to say a couple of things, which I obviously did.
Mm.
I didn't like my face being destroyed. Thank you. Plastic surgery is expensive.
But they did beat you, you know.
They did.
But
yeah, I did get a couple
the
of slaps.
And the six? Did they beat you with the?
No, I got slaps. He was telling them to take it easy.
Okay, because he needed money, obviously. So he didn't want anything.
Yes, he needed money.
Yeah. Mm.
So they took my bank cards, and I gave them my ATM pin, and they took the money I had in my bank, which was about 30,000. And they said what they needed was about 200,000.
Okay, they asked you to stay behind while... they asked you to stay behind, and then... You know, and took some other people with them to go to the ATM where they used your pin number.
To take out my money.
Hmm. All of it from the different banks. How many of the ATM cards?
There were two. I had two ATM cards.
Okay.
Thank God. I didn't have my UK one.
And so finally they agreed to take you home, or you insisted that you were going to go home.
No,
you wanted to go home.
They said they needed 200. They said they needed 200,000. I said if we went home, that my mom had that amount of money at home, and I would give it to them.
Oh,
even though I knew that there was no such amount of money in that house, but my mindset was just to get home, to get the,
you know,
out of there.
Yeah,
I just wanted to, you know, get out of where the people are, where the scene are.
Mm.
So he volunteered. He took my phone off me.
Mm.
And at that time, that was an iPhone 3GS.
Mm.
He took my phone off me and said he was going to keep it with him. That if I didn't give him the money, he was going to sell it and all that.
Mm. So you took him home, and when you got home...
They told me to mention people on my phone who are gay.
Oh, started questioning
going
you.
My text messages.
Mm.
Yeah. And then I said, these people don't live in this country, so good luck.
Mm.
You can take a first flight to London and arrest them.
And so when they got home finally with you, and then they met, which people did they actually meet at home with you?
There's only one person who went home with me.
Okay.
They met my mom. My mom came. My mom was surprised to see me. She said, "I thought you were back from school tomorrow."
Oh.
And I said I had come back earlier, and I told her everything that happened, and she was in tears, and because my mom is elderly, so she was hysterical, and she said to my mom that this is not time for crying,
and obviously she couldn't believe it that this thing actually happened to you.
Yeah.
But she's heard stories.
Yeah, she could have. My sister actually thought it was a setup so I could get money from my mom.
Oh, and then, but that's sad. But your mom, she's heard stories before. I mean, your family, they knew you before.
Yeah, she's had rumors.
Okay.
Yeah, she's had rumors, but she never really believed it. But my sister thought that this was an attempt for me to get money from my mom.
Oh.
Now, I know these people and I'm friends with them, and this was just a setup.
Mm.
And I told them to hit me.
Oh, so you can get money from your mom. So
yeah.
So what happened afterwards? How did they get any money?
No, they didn't. I told my mom told them that they can take me anywhere they wanted to. That she didn't have any money. That they can take me to the police. They can do whatever. So the guy said, "I don't want to do anything with your son. Here's your son." And the guy, you know, said, "I have your number. I know where you live." Because I said to him, "When I go back to the UK, I'll send you the money." And you know, and he kept my ATM cards.
So when you get back, so are you scared now? Are you in fear, you know, of coming back to Nigeria or something? You know, do you think they will ever come look for you?
Well, I don't think they would, because they would never be able to track me down. And if they, even if they would, I think right now I'm smarter and wiser, and I will be able to defend myself, because I would never put myself in that position again.
So how old were you when this thing happened at the time?
I was in my mid-30s, and now I'm in my late-30s.
It's No Strings with Mike Damon. Welcome back to No Strings, and finally we have come to the end of this week's episode. I'm sure you must have learned a thing or two from Eric's story, and so we urge you to play safe, stay safe. Don't meet up strangers in private places, because bad things could happen. Okay, now that's it. Don't forget to check us out next week for another episode. You can join our conversations on our different social media platforms. We're on Twitter, so tweet at us using twitter.com/NSPodcast1, and on Facebook, use facebook.com/NoStringsPodcast, and you can email us using info@NoStringsPodcast.com, and please don't forget to subscribe on www.NoStringsPodcast.com to get the latest news and podcast episodes delivered straight to you. Support us by either donating to us or share our articles and content. Thank you for listening. Until next week, bye-bye.